It's time for Pass the Salt with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. In Columbus, call 821-WRFD. Anywhere else in the United States, call 800-823-WRFD. Here's Dave. God
bless America. So I was in by building an ark? Man, oh man, I'm telling you, I was laying in that bed this morning, and the last 2 weeks I haven't been a whole lot of sleep, so I was getting some sleep, and those thunder boomers coming, and man, oh man, oh man, could it be as a cleansing in the heavens in Columbus, Ohio? Could that be possible? What unbelievable weather we've had the last couple weeks. By the way, this is the coach, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Phone lines are wide open, 800-823-9733, 1-800-823-9733. Man, I tell you, we got a show for you today. Get on the phone, call your friends. We've got a guy, folks, who listen to this program regularly. I don't do guests very often. Don't do them. So if I'm doing a guest, you know that it's going to be worthwhile. We have a guy, Pastor Bob Inyart, with us, who hosts his own radio program in Denver, Colorado. He has a great story to tell, and we're going to get to Pastor Inyart here in a second. But want to read a story to you today. Want to read a story. Man, I'm conflicted today, folks. Got to be honest with you. You know me. I come in here running, ranting, raving, ready to go, but a little conflicted this morning. I got conflicted because somebody brought up this story to me. By the way, again, phone line's open, 800-823-9733, 1-800-823-9733. I got to read you this story. I don't know if you ever heard it or not. Comes right out of the Bible. Comes out of Luke chapter 10, verse 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked at him, but he also passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and he bound up his wounds, pouring in his oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the next day when he departed, he took two pence and gave them to the host and said to him, take care of this guy. And whatever you spend and even more, you let me know and I'm going to pay for it. Story of the Good Samaritan. Say, Coach, what? Coach, this doesn't sound like you. What's going on here today? Because here's what's going on. I spent, as most of you know, we rocked Columbus a week ago. Operation Save America down City Hall. Got United Way to bow their knee. I don't know if you saw that in the paper or not. United Way bowed their knee. As now in Columbus, Ohio, going to allow people to designate where their money goes. The press won't tell you that we had anything to do with it. The ABC, NBC, CBS, they're not going to tell you that 300 people down there picketing had anything to do with it. But they bowed their knee. You can now designate where your money goes through the United Way. How about that, huh? When they come and they extort the money from you, once again, you get a chance to say where it goes. But yeah, we give glory to God on that one. And I don't know if you saw a big editorial, and the lead editorial in the Columbus Dispatch yesterday was about how they have to do something to control us wild and crazy fanatics downtown Columbus. Make no mistake about it. I said this, folks, that we were like a great big fat guy that was going to jump off of a high diving board, and he was going to land in the middle of Columbus. He was going to make a big splash, and the ripple effects were going to go on forever and ever and ever. We would never know what those ripple effects were. And then this week, beginning after Operation Save America, we continued with those radicals. We took them down into Coshocton, Ohio. We've been having a Pass the Salt United boot camp down in Coshocton, Ohio. And I'm telling you, the gospel has been so rich and so true and so pure. And we've been training up adults. We've been training up young kids all week. And then this morning, what did we do? We loaded up. Are you ready for this? 100 people from Warsaw, Ohio, the Coshocton, Ohio area, and drove an hour and a half. Are you listening to this? We loaded up 100 people in vans, teenagers, old folks, fat folks, skinny folks, scared folks, brave folks. We loaded them all up in vans, and we drove to Weber and High Street, Capital Care, where today they are murdering babies. And for the first time in their lives, many of those were confronted with the fact that every day women go inside those abortion clinics and slaughter their babies. And they, I would walk around and I would say to some of the young men and young women that were there, 100 of them, say, listen, you know something? They see those people walking in that building? They're not getting their teeth cleaned. They're not having their toenails trimmed. They're going in there and they're gonna rip the arms and legs off of a baby. And then, you know, it was really ironic because we stood out there for an hour and we did our thing, and then they had to head back to Coshocton. Many of them for the first time entering the battle. It just did my heart good, and hopefully at some point some of those are gonna call in and gonna talk to us a little bit about it. But here's what I noticed as I was driving up High Street from Weber and High up through Worthington. I just saw folks. Boy, Jesus is alive and well today, as he so clearly 2,000 years ago told us the story of the Good Samaritan. And there they were, people walking on the other side of the road through farm markets, buying cantaloupes and corn and radishes and tomatoes. And 5 blocks down the road, little boys and girls were having their arms and legs ripped off. Here's a sad thing, Columbus. Listen, I'm not beating on my chest. I'm not bragging to you this morning. I call Columbus home in the sense, but it's not really my home. I live 40 minutes from Columbus. Capital city of Columbus, Ohio, the heart of it all. 100 people at the abortion clinic today from outside the city. As the good Samaritan, as the Levite walks across the road on the other side, turning a deaf ear and a blind eye to what's taking place inside that building. So I had people from Coshocton ask me today, Coach, where are the people in Columbus? 14-year-old girls, 15-year-old boys said, where are the people from Columbus, Coach? This looks like it's all of us. And it was all of us. And you know what even breaks your heart even more? You jump in that car and you drive up the 3 miles, whatever, to the radio station. I counted today 17 churches sitting right on High Street. 17 churches sitting on High Street. People walking through the farm market in downtown Worthington buying cantaloupes, sweet corn, driving their Lexus, not knowing that right down the road, babies were being slaughtered. You say, Coach, you always come on, and you always so hard, and you always don't seem to cut us a break, Coach. Don't you realize that we go to church, Coach, and we're praying for those babies? You know, folks, it isn't enough. What Jesus told us that Levite prayed for the guy on the way by. Could that have been? Was that enough? If once we know what's going on inside that church, inside that abortion mill, that murdering center, don't we have an obligation to say something? And let me tell you something else, my good friends. It isn't the poor and the destitute going into those abortion mills. It's the selfish, self-centered, those who are looking merely for their convenience not to be interrupted. So conflicted today. Got my ears thrown back. You know, listen, I want to extend an offer to all of you. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to be down at Camp Warsaw Retreat Center in Warsaw. I know for some of you, it'd be an hour drive. I'm telling you what. Last night, we had an unbelievable service as we talked last night. The sermon last night, where have all the fathers gone? Oh, my goodness, folks. We had people at the altar weeping. And my heart breaks. I grieve because so many people are missing it. See, they've taken this label of radical. By the way, Pastor Inyard, I found this out. Do you know what radical means? It is, in Latin, it is root. You ever heard of somebody having radical mastectomy? They go in and they go down in the root and they clean it all out. So I proudly wear the moniker radical. I am chopping at the root. We want you to chop at the root. We want you to come out of your churches and engage. See, we did a scrimmage on Wednesday night. I think it was Wednesday night. Maybe it was Thursday night. We did a scrimmage down at our camp meeting. And I got all those who had never done anything. I made them come up in front of the, underneath the tent. And we gave every one of them a sign. And I made them stand there and hold a sign. I said, listen, there it is. That's what it means to go out on the streets. Just hold a sign. You don't have to know what to say. You don't have to do anything. Can you stand there and hold a sign? And today, 100 of them got up at 4:30 in the morning and drove to Columbus, Ohio to stand up for the cause of Christ. Awesome. Phone lines are open, 800-823-9733, 1-800-823-9733. Say, Coach, you always seem to be making me guilty. I'm not trying to make you guilty. What do you think Jesus meant when he told us the story of the Good Samaritan? What is the Good Samaritan? What is our obligation? In fact, doesn't the word ask, am I my brother's keeper? I believe we are. And I believe those little babies laying down in those abortion clinics are our brothers. And have you ever thought about this? If my dad, my 83-year-old father, had been aborted, do you have any idea how many of us would not be here today? And that every little baby that goes into that abortion clinic and is aborted, do you understand that there is an eternal significance to his life? How many people will not be here today because he never made it out of his mother's womb safely? 1-800-823-9733. Pastor Bob Inyart hosts a program called, well, I guess it's Bob Inyart Live. Your website is kgov.com.
Yep. Thank you, Coach.
This guy is a pastor. He is a radical pastor. But before we get too deep into it, Pastor Bob, tell us what you really got your rear end in trouble for.
Well, some years ago, I spanked my son 5 swats on the backside.
Oh, you devil.
It was actually his rear end, I guess. And he's a lovely young man. And we have 7 boys, my wife and I. And there's a war, a holy war going on in America. And it's against Christians, conservative Christians, against fathers who would raise their kids as God would have us raise our kids. And so the system will use us as examples to try to discourage others from being godly, men and women, fathers and mothers. And we want it to be an example. Even though the cost was very high, we wanted to tell Christians, love your children more than you fear social services.
Wow. You said you paid a high price, Pastor Bob. What was the price? What all happened to you there? We got about a minute before the break.
Well, we had a number of trials, jury trials, appeals, mistrials, and finally they convicted me, and they took custody, 4 of our children, away from us. But we thank God that we have them back, and they're doing wonderfully. My one son has been a full-time Christian activist, one of the kids they took away. And so anyway, our kids are doing wonderfully. 2 of them are married now. And we have their hearts and their souls for the Lord. So, but you got to stand strong and love your kids more than you fear a godless social services.
Boy, folks, it is something about fear that we've been talking about really for the last few months here on Pass the Salt Radio. We have to overcome fear. You do not want to miss what Pastor Bob Inyart's going to talk with us about today, about activism, about fear of God, about our obligation. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. Phone line's open, 800-823-9733, 1-800-823-9733. We'll be right back.
As you ride along life's highway, sometimes you hit a bump. Sometimes you hit a major pothole. And to fix the damage done by some of those potholes requires the service of an attorney. But life's highway is also littered with a myriad of enticements for all kinds of legal advice. Some good, some, well, you know. So how do you find an attorney you can trust? Well, for years, many people have trusted Roger L. Weaver, attorney at law. From estate planning, probate, real estate, to civil and criminal litigation, Roger L. Weaver has the experience you can count on to get you back cruising down life's highway. Maybe you've seen his ads in the Shepherd's Guide or Christian Blue Pages, or heard his ads in the past on the radio. If so, you know Roger's commitment to the practice of law within the guidelines of biblical principles. Roger's easy to get a hold of, too, with 2 Central Ohio office locations. So if you hit a pothole on the road of life and you need an attorney, call Roger L. Weaver at 614-834-1750. 614-834-1750. A name you know, experience you can trust.
Hello, this is Dr. Dan Morgenstern, and I am a chiropractic neurologist. I host the show Healing Hands, Your Health Advocate. In our office, we specialize in balancing body structure, building you up with standard process nutrition, and using a chiropractic technique called applied kinesiology. This technique uses organ points, craniosacral technique, acupuncture points, nutrition, and various body reflex points. We enjoy excellent results. People get well and stay well. Your benefits include relief from back pain, neck pain, digestive problems, joint pain, energy problems, and much more. So give us a call at 476-LIFE to schedule your free consultation, and when you're ready, your initiation exam and subsequent treatment adjustments.
Call Dr. Dan today, 476-5433. That's 476-LIFE. And be sure to listen to Healing Hands with Dr. Dan, Saturday mornings at 8 on WRFD.
As you shop the produce section of your favorite grocery store, do you ever wonder just how fresh the produce really is? Some of it you can tell, but some, well, you know. Now there's a way to guarantee the freshest produce possible. Get it from the source, Schacht Family Farm Market. Here's what's fresh today.
Of course, our homegrown sweet corn is fresh because we pick it each and every morning. We're also picking stringless green beans, tomatoes, cucumbers, and squash. Our little red potatoes are now being dug. For your sweet and juicy tooth, Ohio cantaloupes and tree-ripe peaches should satisfy you. And what can be fresher than if you pick your own? Call each day for a report of what you pick patches are open or maybe closed. Call 837-4663. That number again, 837-4663.
The only way to get truly fresh produce is to get it from the source, Schacht Family Farm Market, a short 15-minute drive southeast of downtown on Shannon Road near World Harvest Church. You can't get any fresher than this.
And God spoke through his servant Moses and said,
"Let my people go."
God took a very ordinary man and worked through him to lead his people out of captivity. We are living in a time that is not much different than in the days of Moses. In our homes, workplaces, and in churches, there are those that are emotionally and spiritually in captivity. Do you have a desire to become the leader that God would like for you to be? Rhema Christian Center invites you to take part in the 2004 Leadership Summit. Starting Tuesday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. through Sunday, August 8th, come hear Apostle Lafayette Scales, Drs. Marianne Brown and Jerry Fryer, and Pastor Scott Hinkle. Ministering in the arts will be Drs. Pamela Rutherford and Tyrone Williams. This will be a time to pray, strategize for the future, receive instruction and wisdom from God through His servants. General sessions are open to the public. For more information, call the Rhema Christian Center at 614-471-9673. That's 614-471-9673. Visit them on the web at rhemachristiancenter.com.
Come discover the leader in you.
Even though the odds are against them, every day millions of Americans buy lottery tickets hoping to get lucky and strike it rich. In the next 60 seconds, I'm going to share with you how most of the rich people in America actually got that way and what you could do to join them. And you won't have to buy a lottery ticket. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. Research shows that 74% of the wealthy in America got that way by building their own business. At the 3-Step Plan, we are constantly searching for entrepreneurs that we can help start a business of their own. We can help you start your own home-based business for less money than most people spend on a decent vacuum cleaner. Did you know that the average home-based business household in America earns over $50,000 a year? And many earn 2, 3, even 4 times that much working from the comfort of their own home. For information, call toll-free at 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Once again, here's the coach.
Hey, welcome back. This is the coach. Hello to all the people. Didn't say hi to the folks down the, over there in Pittsburgh and down in Cincinnati and throughout the Columbus area. I'd love to hear from you today. Phone lines are, man, they're quiet. We'll get them buzzing here in a minute. 800-823-9733. 1-800-823-9733. Having a studio today, and those of you who listen to the program regularly know I don't do guests very often. But I think this guy is worth having in because I believe he has a perspective that is certainly unique. His name is Pastor Pastor Bob Inyart. Pastor Bob Inyart is a pastor of Denver Bible Church in Denver, Colorado. And folks, Pastor Bob Inyart is an activist pastor. I know that's, see, I know those two words don't seem to go together, but he is an activist pastor. And in fact, one of the things that Pastor Inyart really caught my heart with was a set of tapes called Nicer Than God. Pastor nice. Bob, would you explain what you mean by
Nicer
that?
Than God. Coach Dave, you just said some people think of you as a radical. Just last week, I had a Christian say to me, you know, there were zealots in the time of Christ, and Jesus would never have anything to do with zealots. Hmm. And I said, except for Simon the Zealot, who he made to one of his apostles. Other than him, I don't know really what he did with all the others. You know, and Peter, he was pretty zealous, and John the Baptist, Elijah. A lot of these guys, the prophets and the apostles, they would get pretty hot and angry. And nowadays, Christian leaders are getting angry, like here in Columbus, but they typically will only get angry at other Christians who are activists. As far as people who teach children that it's good to be a homosexual, or that there's no God, you evolve from slime, or that it's okay to kill unborn children, Christian leaders don't seem to have any place in their heart to get angry at those who slaughter innocent children. But if you stand up against it, if you say that the Quran is a book of a false prophet and a false God, and it will send you to hell, if you say that, Christian leaders will get angry. And their righteous indignation will rise up against Christians who are standing against the godless, but never against the godless.
You've been following me around, Pastor Bob?
Actually, we just got in town, Coach.
But you've kind of walked this one out yourself, is what you're saying.
We have. We've lived this in Denver. I pastored Denver Bible Church, and we've seen it. But Operation Save America was here in Denver, and we heard about what was going on here. And we were so excited that in Columbus, Christians were getting together to say, child killing is wrong. Stop the child killing. But if the prophets were here today, if Jesus Christ were here today on the street corner saying the things he said, Jesus Christ would be condemned by our leaders as being unchristlike.
Because
he was harsh and he was offensive. Not always. He was gentle to those who could use a gentle touch. But to those who were adamant and boasting of their sin, Christ, he was the rock. But Christians remove the part of the Bible that says he was the rock of offense. Mm-hmm. He offended people wherever he went. And it's not that it's our goal to offend people, but it's an occupational hazard.
Well, the gospel is offensive. The gospel divides.
Right.
Behold, I came not to bring peace, but a sword.
Yeah,
it's a division.
Yeah, so if you try to preach a gospel that's not offensive, you will emasculate the Lord Jesus Christ. You will feminize him. And Christian men have become like women. And the masculinity is gone from the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not that we desire to offend, but it's an occupational hazard. The truth is unavoidably offensive because people are sinners in rebellion against the holy God.
So, Bob, we were down at the abortion clinic today. Again, we're with Pastor Bob Inyart from Denver Bible Church. We were down there standing on the streets today, and some guy comes jogging by, and he says, hey, I love the message, but I don't like the pictures. How would you have responded to that, Pastor Baum?
Yeah, they said the same thing about the Jews who were killed in the concentration camps in Auschwitz in Germany. We don't want to see it. You don't want to see it? When you read the Bible, you know what God put in the Bible? The really ugly stuff. The stuff that we would have rather forgotten, like David committing adultery with Bathsheba and then murdering her husband, who was such a loyal and faithful man and a soldier. Wouldn't you rather not know it? Wouldn't you rather not see it and be reminded? But God put that in there. Cain murdered Abel, the despicable thing that Noah's son did. These things God put in the Bible because it's the truth. And if you hide from the truth, you'll never find the cure for our world, which is Jesus Christ. People think they're good enough being homosexuals and killing their children. They think they don't need God because they brag about their sin today.
Did you see the latest shirt out by Planned Parenthood?
No.
Planned Parenthood is now trying to promote a shirt that women would wear that says, I had an abortion.
Right.
Proud. Right. And see, I struggled with it, Pastor. I have to be honest with you when you go out to the streets. But until you go out to the streets and you see how proud they are in their sin.
Right. And there's the difference. You know, adultery, now, any pastors in the church listening in the audience right now, are going to think, that can't be wrong. That's false, what he just said. But adultery was a crime. For 3,500 years, adultery was not only sin, it was a crime. When this country was founded, adultery was a crime. Now the Christian church has joined Hillary, Hollywood, and the humanists and said adultery should be legal. All sexual sins should be legal. We, the Christians, are complicit in the legalization of adultery. And so now we're surprised that people are proud of their sexual sin. It used to be Christians knew that adultery and sexual sins were crimes, not just sins. And so young people grew up believing that they had a sinful nature because they desired to do things that were wrong. Today, the church says pornography should be legal, adultery should be legal, homosexuality should be legal, and therefore young people grow up proud of their sins. The things we used to hide, we march down Main Street and we brag that we kill our children and we're sodomites and we're adulterers.
But see, we've caused a tremendous separation, Pastor Bob, between what is right and what is legal. We've allowed them to do that, and so we're training up our kids in our homes, not based on what is right, but what it is that they can get away with.
Right. That's absolutely true. And so, you know, we fight child pornography, homosexual marriage, all these issues that it used to be you only had to fight one battle of sexual immorality. That was adultery. Because that's where God put the boundary around a marriage, one man, one woman, in a marriage. And so if you say, okay, now you can legally seduce your neighbor's wife, you have you've taken down the gates of hell and unleashed a world full of sexual perversion on young people and adults. And so now we are fighting the battles of sexual immorality everywhere, in every direction, on every front, because we want to be nice and tolerant and understanding.
It's the 11th commandment, isn't it? Thou shalt be tolerant is the 11th commandment. 800-823-9733, 1-800-823-9733. Let's go to Clint in Warsaw. How you doing, Clint?
I'm all right. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing awesome, buddy. And you hit the streets today, didn't you, Clint?
Huh? What was that? I'm sorry.
You hit the streets today.
Yes, sir.
What was it like, Clint? First time out there fighting against
it
abortion?
The first time, but you always get them nerves and stuff, so... I'm just really glad that our teens have stepped up in our community, and I challenge all teens to come out.
How old are you, Clint? How old are you?
I'm 16.
16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And what has called you into the battle, Clint?
I don't really know what's called me in, but this week with the OSA, or last week with the OSA, and this week with camp meetings, just really changed my life, and I'm not scared to be a Christian anymore. And,
Amen.
I'll go to school and brag about it and tell all my friends about it because I'm not scared to be a Christian.
See, it's no big deal, is it, Clint, for kids to come to school and brag about what girl they slept with last night or how much beer they drank or how they cheated on a test. But, boy, if somebody wants to come in there and lift up the name of Christ, they're laughed at and persecuted and shoved down. But you're telling me that in Warsaw, Ohio, in Coshocton County, there are a group of Christian young people raising up. They're not ashamed of the gospel?
Yes, there is. And where did I... just build and grow, and we're going to take this community back to what it needs to be.
Amen, brother. It's great. Great. Clint, I appreciate you calling in, man. It's great to have you
Thank
on the
you.
Team.
God bless you,
buddy.
God bless.
800-823-973. Does that do your heart good? See, that does my heart good. But I think one of the messages that Pastor Bob Inyart is going to share with us is we have feminized men. I was thinking about that today as I was driving down the street from that abortion clinic. And the sissified men walking up and down the streets in Worthington, Ohio, they're sissies.
They'll get mad at the Christians, but not at the child killers.
They get mad at the Christians.
And that's safe, isn't it?
It is really, really safe because those child killers are hidden behind walls. 800-823-9733, 1-800-823-9733. We'll be right back.
Walking through a forest, you're typically greeted with a deep, rich carpet of lush botanicals. It cushions your stride and delights the eye with its palette of colors. What makes this tapestry possible is God's simple design of recycling. The plants and leaves that die give life back. Kurtz Brothers believes we should emulate this recycling design in our own lawns and gardens. Kurtz Brothers, an environmental resource company, has taken God's recycling example and created a line of products that uses all natural materials. Things like yard trimmings, leaves, grass, branches, and wood chips are blended into high-quality composts, mulches, and topsoils for residential and commercial use. The products they produce are loaded with beneficial microorganisms, nutrients, and organic matter that feeds and conditions the soil. Recycling these materials closes the green recycling loop and returns valuable natural resources back to lawns and gardens just like yours. To learn more about all the products from Kurtz Brothers, call 491-0868. 491-0868.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cross Creek Garden says thanks with discounted landscape and gardening products at 20 to 70% off select items throughout the store. Stop into Cross Creek Gardens in Westerville, New Albany, or Pataskala for great deals on trees, shrubs, lawn ornaments, stepping stones, annuals, and much, much more. Like knockout roses, 20% off. All other roses, 50% off. Evergreen trees, 30% off. Deciduous trees, 40% off.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Cross Creek Gardens has endless summer hydrangeas at 10% off. Perennials at 30% off. Rhododendrons and azaleas at 60% off. Flowering tropicals, 60% off. Select annuals, also 60% off. 4.5-inch geraniums are just 99 cents each. And if you want a gazebo, get one now at Cross Creek Gardens for 50% off. Cross Creek Gardens thanks you with our annual thank you sale. Going on now through August 21st. Cross Creek Gardens. We do sell gardens and so much more.
Take aim on your future. Take aim in your walk with Christ. Take aim at Circleville Bible College. AIM is a bachelor's degree program for working adults. Circleville Bible College is a Christian college offering learning in small groups, one night per week, one subject at a time. With AIM, college is available, affordable, and financial aid possible. Campuses are in Circleville and Nelsonville. Call Circleville Bible College toll-free at 1-877-496-8342 for more information. Need a new car? Look no more. Cars R Us is here to help. Cars R Us will do their best to get you into a reliable new car today. Tired of the number game when it comes to buying a new car? Cars R Us will give you the best deals. Cars R Us on Broad Street in Pataskala is founded on integrity, your word being your bond, and the confidence of feeling secure with people. Ask for Larry.
You won't find high-pressured salespeople, but you will find your quality pre-owned vehicle waiting patiently for you. I'm Larry Flaherty. Call me toll-free, 877-927-0334.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company now at 1-800-290-2089. I'll say that again just in case you didn't get it. It's 1-800-290-2089. Call them now and find out for yourself how much you'll save at 1-800-290-2089. Call Mega today. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This coverage may not be available in all states.
If you're calling from a cell phone, we'll get you hooked up with Dave as quickly as possible. Here again is the coach.
Hey, yeah, we got to go quickly to our weekly feature, American Printworks Who Done It, our chauffeur, Jim. Jim, who done it?
Thank you, Coach. During the Democratic National Convention and soon... Yeah, I hear you. And soon to come during the Republican National Convention... No cough there.
I'll cough.
Men who propose to lead this nation will suggest in instance after instance that we apply yet more money to our national interest, corporately and individual. In other words, both major parties will promise to spend more of our hard-earned money for issues that may or may not interest us. When it came to this very issue, one of our early presidents made the following statement: to compel a man to furnish contributions of money for the propagations of opinions which he disbelieves and abhors is sinful and tyrannical. Who done it? What early president would faint at the proportioning of government largesse that we see today.
Well, Jim, it had to be an early one because you can't call anything sinful anymore. There isn't a such thing as sin. Is there, Pastor Bob?
No sin anymore. We're all good now.
Unfortunately, no sin in the church because, as Pastor Bob Inyard says, we're nicer than God. We've become nicer than him. Pastor Bob, if you could, another set of tapes that you did that I loved was God's Criminal Justice System, right? And we think that Almighty God got born again in the New Testament.
He was mean in the old, went to counseling in the intertestament period, and in the New Testament he mellowed out.
What was the purpose of God's criminal justice? Without getting into particulars,
the Bible is a criminal justice textbook. The death penalty is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If Christians say that the death penalty is bad, they're undermining the gospel. Because if there's something wrong with the death penalty, then there must be something wrong with God the Father, who demanded death and penalty and punishment for sin. Mm. And God, from the Old to the New Testament, we have a two-hour video, the New Testament support for capital punishment. 2 hours. Jesus Christ was on the cross, and the man he declared righteous said to the other who was mocking Christ, he said, "We are receiving the just punishment for our sins." Right, but this man is being punished unjustly. Yeah. Why did God put those words in the Bible? Why didn't Jesus correct him and say, "No, this is wrong. You shouldn't be put to death"? In fact, the Apostle Paul said that the government bears the sword not in vain, but to bring vengeance, wrath, and terror against evildoers. The book of Hebrews says, because of the certainty of death, men fear the second death. Men fear the second death because under Moses' law, you die, present tense, with the testimony of two or three witnesses. So when you do away with the death penalty, men begin to doubt that there's a God of justice, and they begin to mock his law and his righteousness.
What happens, Pastor Bob, is we've reached a point in America where we want to give mercy before justice, right?
There can't be mercy
until someone is found guilty.
That's right. God prohibits judges from showing mercy, or their eye from having pity, taking pity, because that's the role of God. But God has not allowed judges to show mercy on murderers. People say you have to forgive. You can only forgive those who hurt you. If somebody murders your neighbor, do you have standing to forgive the murderer? How do you do that? Are you God? Could you forgive people of their sins? Only God and the murderer can forgive a murderer. And so it's virtually blasphemous for us, because in the Bible, God says, "Will you profane me, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live?"
It's profane to God.
You profane God. You're calling God common when you don't execute the capital criminals who've been convicted.
Because God loves us so much, Pastor Bob, that he put the death penalty in there to protect everybody else. It's not so much,
right?
Sometimes it's justice, and sometimes it could be vengeance, but one bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
The government should be vengeful. God said that the government is to bear the sword to bring vengeance, wrath, and terror against the evildoer. Don't take vengeance yourself. If your neighbor has stolen your bike, don't go over there and beat him up. That's wrong, and that's not the right heart attitude of a Christian. Give place to wrath, Paul wrote in that section in Romans 12:13. Give place to wrath. Where is that place? The government is to bring vengeance, wrath, and terror against the criminal. Otherwise, Solomon said, you're going to have crime everywhere. And that's what we have.
And what's happened is there's crime everywhere because there's no justice in the church anymore, is there, Pastor Bob?
Right. We have Christians who are afraid of the death penalty. They're afraid of spanking. The things that God gave us that we need to constrain ourselves because of sin, those are the things that the church has been dealing away so that the world will accept us. We want to be accepted by the world. Jesus said they hated me. Why did they hate Jesus? Because he was so nice? They hated him because he said he's the rock of offense. John the Baptist sent his messengers to the Lord when he was in jail, saying, "How do we know if you're the Messiah?" And Jesus said, "You tell John that the dead are raised, the blind see, and that there are many, many are offended." And he said, "I am the rock of offense." And we forget that. We think he's just the rock. He said, "I'm the rock of offense." And in one place, he said, "If you're broken on me, you will live forever. But if you're not, the rock will grind you into powder."
Well,
that's in Luke.
That doesn't sound like a very nice guy, does it? Let's go to Pam in Columbus. Pam, you're on the air with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer and Pastor Bob Inyart.
Hello.
Hi, Pam.
I've never made a call in before, but I was on my way home from praying at the abortion mill at Weber and High this morning, and I turned your show on. And lo and behold, you said you guys were there. I don't know what time it was, maybe 8:30 or so.
Yeah, we were there earlier than that, actually. We left a little bit after 9.
Well, that is so awesome. We have a time from 9:30 to 10:30, three churches.
Really?
And we go and pray. We have a group called the Catholic Respect Life Network.
Yes, ma'am.
And we go down there every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Seminarians from Josephinum come and pray. There's usually, I don't know, maybe, it's hard to say, six or, you know, so seminarians, maybe more. And then there's St. Patrick's Church comes down at 8:30 in St. Michael's. And
well, Pam, we're trying to call the evangelicals out on the streets as well. We believe that if we get many, many people to stand in front of those abortion clinics and pray and worship God and witness to those people that go in and out of those buildings, we believe we can make a difference.
Well, that's why I just wanted to thank you guys for coming, because last week, too, there was Save America there,
yes,
and it was like an answer to prayer, because I thought if we had this number every week, you know, it would just be closed down.
Well, Pam, believe it or not, that's one of the things that the Minutemen are setting our sights on. We are going to have a steady presence at those abortion clinics. It's one thing to say with our mouth that it's murder. We have to make our feet walk that same walk.
Yeah, and I just wanted to thank you and thank God for you guys, and keep it up, and we'll do our praying, and we'll end this thing.
Thank you, Pam. God bless
Thanks.
You and all you do, dear.
You too. Bye-bye.
Coach Dave, in Colorado, abortion was legalized in 1967, and some rape and incest like that, before Roe v. Wade, 6 years before.
Didn't know that. So
the pro-life movement really on the streets began in Denver, Colorado, and Christians, mostly women, were at our Planned Parenthood for years, typically every Friday and Saturday, and every Saturday for 30 years. And back in the late 80s, we were there thanks to Operation Rescue. There were many people there, and men were there. And we said, let's change this. Let's make sure there are people here every day they're killing kids. Make sure there are Christians here trying to save those mothers and save those kids. And from that must have been August 1989, 5 days a week since then, 15 years now, there have been Christians there every day trying to stop the killing. And we count how many kids we save when it's a confirmed save. And we save about 100 kids every year one abortion mill.
Amen.
And these moms come back with their kids on their birthdays. And we've got pictures of these kids. And these are children, moms who've said, thank you, Chris, thank you for being here. My child is alive. I haven't killed my child because you cared enough to be here.
Folks, we're going to, if you're interested in that abortion fight, we are going to begin to have a regular presence at the abortion clinics. Go to MinutemenUnited.com. MinutemenUnited.com, and tell us that you would like to be part of it, that you'd like to come and stand with us, that you would like to make a difference for the cause of Christ, and we're going to help engage you in the battle in that way. MinutemenUnited.com, or it's .org. I think we own both of those. You can get there either direction with that now. So come and stand with us. Help us make a difference. Help us lift up Jesus. It's not just about saving babies. It's about lifting up Christ. And hear me, men. We've used the women's movement to be nothing more than an opportunity for men to be unaccountable, for men not have to stand up and pay for what it is that they've done. And as we were down the other day, to see these punk guys standing around outside smoking a cigarette as their son was being slaughtered inside the building. We need godly men to go step in the gates and say, no more, not in our city. And that's what we're calling people everywhere to be able to do. Pastor Bob, you spend a great deal of your life doing that. You know what that's like.
Yeah, trying to stop kids. You know, I used to work for Microsoft, McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company, started making a lot of money. I was a Christian, but I gradually was falling away from the Lord. And I saw Christians on TV in Atlanta, Georgia, who were being arrested because they were putting their bodies on the line at abortion mills trying to save children from being killed. And I had never seen anything like that in my life. And I had prayed, Lord, if I'm ever at a place where people are being killed, help me to have enough love for my neighbor to be willing to do something.
The bad Samaritan, that's what we are. We won't do anything. We got to go up to the market and buy us a cantaloupe while they're killing babies down the street. 800-823-9733. Phone lines are full. John, Virginia, Jerry, we'll get to you when we come back. This is a coach. Stay with us.
Spending the years after Marion's divorce from his alcoholic father, young Josh learned to become the man of the house. He helped with chores. They prayed together each night. Josh always encouraged her, and no one loved Josh more than his mom. But the teen years saw Josh's anger grow, along with his need for independence. School suffered. He started misbehaving. And when Marion tightened the reins, the rebellion grew worse. A once envious parent-child relationship became a terrible teen-parent tug of war.
Then Marion found help through Wellspring Counseling, a division of Central Ohio Youth for Christ. Even though it's hard work, they're both learning how to ask for and receive forgiveness, and that good family relationships are ultimately a God thing. With 12 Central Ohio locations, professional and affordable counseling help is never far away through Wellspring Counseling, helping people discover spiritual and emotional growth that can lead to healing. Call Wellspring Counseling toll-free, 1-888-236-4035, 1-888-236-4035.
Hey, Mark, the church's network is down. Should I call Gap IT Solutions?
Nah, we can handle it ourselves. Besides, we can't afford a service like that.
Well, then who do we know that can fix it?
Just call Tom's son. Doesn't he spend like 8 hours a day on the computer?
Yeah, but I don't think playing video games qualifies him to fix our network. Shouldn't we just call Gap IT Solutions? I mean, they fixed Pastor Dave's computer when he had all those viruses, and they helped me when I needed that computer training course.
You know, I'm sure they're great, but we don't have it in the budget for high-level experts like that.
Well, you know, I checked around, and they're actually less expensive than most other places in town.
Oh, we need to call Gap IT right away.
You mean I convinced you?
No. Now my computer's down, and that means I can't make slides for Sunday service. Call Gap IT.
Computer problems aren't a big deal until they affect you. Be prepared with Gap IT Solutions. They can train your entire church staff or be there when you have a problem. Call Gap IT Solutions today, 614-440-0986, or go online at gapsolutions.net. Gap IT Solutions, the only solution you'll ever need.
You asked for it, and now it's finally here. It's the Bob Burney Live Parody Collection Volume 1 CD. You'll hear all your favorites, like Michael Shibo's Wizard of Oz.
Ooh, look, Scarecrow! It's a man! A man made entirely out of tin!
Have a day.
I know! Let's put up a large banner that says, Have a Day!
And even the ACLU's Aklu Man.
It must be Aklu Man.
It's the Amazing Adventures of Aklu Man.
It's the Bob Burney Live Parody Collection Volume 1 CD, and it's yours free of charge. CD can double as a coaster, frisbee, ornament, craft, mirror, or child's toy. It's the Bob Burney Live Parody Collection Volume 1 CD.
Get your CD at Hooper Printing, 480 East Wilson Bridge Road, Suite E, at the corner of Worthington Galena Road, Worthington.
Yesterday, he was working in the video department. Today, he's selling fishing tackle. Now ask yourself, can this kid really give you the best advice for your fishing and hunting excursions? That's why you need Fisherman's Warehouse. The staff at Fisherman's Warehouse know fishing and hunting because they do fishing and hunting. And if price is why you shop at a mart, you'll be pleasantly surprised at how competitive the prices are at Fisherman's Warehouse. Fishing, hunting, camping, marine, and gifts, that's Fisherman's Warehouse, your outdoor megastore. A mile and a half east of High Street on Williams Road. Mention this ad and receive a free gift.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cross Creek Garden says thanks with discounted landscape and gardening products at 20 to 70% off select items throughout the store. Stop into Cross Creek Gardens in Westerville, New Albany, or Pataskala for great deals on trees, shrubs, lawn ornaments, stepping stones, annuals, and much, much more. Like knockout roses, 20% off.
All other roses, 50% off.
Evergreen trees, 30% off. Deciduous trees, 40% off.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Cross Creek Gardens has endless summer hydrangeas at 10% off. Perennials at 30% off. Rhododendrons and azaleas at 60% off. Flowering tropicals, 60% off. Select annuals, also 60% off. 4.5-inch geraniums are just 99 cents each. And if you want a gazebo, get one now at Cross Creek Gardens for 50% off. Cross Creek Gardens thanks you with our annual thank you sale. Going on now through August 21st. Cross Creek Gardens. We do sell gardens and so much more.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice and host of Jay Sekulow Live. Freedom and faith in America are under attack like never before. We face the ongoing dangers of terrorism and an assault against our religious freedom. We bring you the latest news in the battles to protect our faith and our freedom on Jay Sekulow Live, and I hope you'll join us.
Hear Jay Sekulow Live weekdays on WRFD AM 880.
or listen on the web at WRFD.com.
Here again is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
This is the coach, and I'm on the air today with Pastor Bob Inyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, has a website, kgov.com. K, like governor, kgov.com. He's got his own radio show, TV stuff, all kinds of tapes. Awesome to have him in studio today. He's here because of a wedding. Happened to be in Columbus, Ohio for a wedding, and we were able to lock up with him. We want to go to the phone lines. Phone lines are buzzing. I know a lot of people want to get in here and ask some questions. Let's go to John down in Coshocton. How you doing, John?
Well, this is John's son, James.
Hi, James.
How you doing?
Good. How old are you? How old are you, James?
I'm good.
How old are you, James?
Well, I'm turning 12 next month.
Okay, so I make sure you're 11 now then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say that it really broke my heart today seeing that many people go into the abortion mills murdering their babies, you know. Mm. It's just a horrible thing, and I'm glad that my mom chose to have me and took the responsibility of raising me. And I just want to tell all the moms out there that I'm proud of them, that they took the responsibility of having their babies. And I want to tell anybody that is thinking about having an abortion that it's not the way to go, that even if you don't want your baby, you could put it up for adoption if you want the better thing for it.
James, what most stuck with you today from being out there? What really punched you in the heart the most, James?
I think it was that the guys that were standing outside and just laughing and having a good old time while their wives or girlfriends were in there getting the abortion. And, you know, they should have been the better man and let her know that there's better alternatives than that.
James, I want you to know I believe that our Heavenly Father is very proud of you today, buddy, that you went down there and you stood and you laid it on the line. And, James, you and other guys your age have a responsibility to make sure that this stops in America. We can't let this continue. God bless you, James. Thanks for calling, buddy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. 800-823-9 out of the mouths of babes. 800-823-9733. 1-800-823-9733. Virginia and Fredericktown. Hi, Virginia.
Hey, honey, I want to apologize for not coming down to Warsaw.
Oh, it's okay,
there
dear.
There circumstances I couldn't come.
Okay, you still coming
honey,
tonight?
That little boy, bless his heart. I hope he becomes the President of the United States someday.
Yes, ma'am, me too.
That's what we need. And that other young fella, oh, bless his heart. If we had a whole bunch of vans full of young boys like that and girls, honey, our country would be better.
Well, Virginia, we have vans. We have all kinds of vans full of people like that, but they go to Kings Island.
Yeah, that's what I say, but
they
doing
go to
things
Cedar
like
Point,
you did.
Right?
Yes.
They go out and do entertainment. And we are not training our next generation to be warriors. We're not training them in the things of Christ. And, Virginia, my heart breaks because I'm telling you, there are perilous times that are coming on this nation as we are teaching kids that Christianity is all about fun and games and what Jesus is going to do for them and how he's going to bless them. And there's tremendous persecution coming to our land as a result of that.
Oh, I couldn't get over you saying you left at 4:30, dear. Oh, that was awesome. Awesome.
Isn't that something?
God must be really got a big smile.
God's doing something down in Coshocton County. I can promise you that,
must
Virginia.
Must be. And, honey, you know, I felt led to pray. I said, God, please let them have a terrible storm over there. Get that electric off of those old crazy places over there.
Yeah.
Or else let those women jump off those tables and say, no, I'm not going to do it, like a lion's after them. I prayed that.
We tried to make that happen, Virginia. We stood out there and witnessed, and we're going to make it a thing that we do steadily. Hey, Virginia, yeah, God bless
you. T-shirts, honey. You know, those T-shirts. I imagine they'll be allowed to wear them in school, won't they, Coach
what,
Dave?
I had an abortion T-shirt?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not I love Jesus.
Not that. Can't be having that stuff
okay,
going
okay, honey.
Bless
love you.
Love you, dear. Bless
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
800-823-9733. 1-800-823-9733. Pastor Jerry, you're on with the Coach and Bob Inyart.
God bless you, Coach.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
Your program. Pastor Bob, you have blessed my heart here in the first hour. You are talking a message, brother, that in my 50 years, I have to go back to early childhood to remember.
Wow.
And I have hearing such a message. And here's what I would like to say. If folk will just read their Bible, they will see where that the disciples, and particularly Apostle Paul, went out to contend with those that did not believe the gospel or those that fought against the gospel. They went out face-to-face with these people outside the four walls of their church and did contend for the faith that was handed down to them. What we are, the situation that we're in today, and what the words that you have said so far in the program have reminded me so much that grace must be our dominant theme, or at least one of the dominant messages, doctrines and messages. Grace must be.
Well, Pastor Jerry, I think that the church gets it backwards. They give grace to the unbelievers,
right,
and they put believers, they're legalistic toward believers. The way God laid it out, the law is for the unbeliever. The law is for the unbeliever to convict him of his sin, that he's guilty and he needs forgiveness, and grace is for the believer. This is the age of grace for believers, not for unbelievers. They're going to hell, not by grace, but by the wrath of law.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say in a roundabout way, that we have, on emphasizing grace so much and that we need to continue, we have, in effect, in the church, instituted toleration towards any and everything that people want to do by overemphasizing. I can see preachers listening to me now getting mad and throwing their radio out the window because they think I'm speaking against grace. Not at all. What I'm saying is that there is another side to the gospel, and I've heard you talk that today, that the judgment and the justice of God did not die when Christ hung on the cross and then rose from the dead.
No, sir, just mercy came.
Absolutely. And that's the message that I think we have to bridge a gap in the reasoning and understanding of the church today, that we have strayed so far to the side of mercy and grace and all of that. And people that are listening to me now, I guarantee you, and saying, well, he's just a radical extremist that's advocating violence or hatred. No. Read the Word of God, and it will tell you what, in the New Testament, particularly the book of Acts, what these men of God did for the cause of the gospel, how that they went, and this is a good study, if someone wants to do it, to study the life of Paul and the teachings, the words of Paul in confronting sin and wrong.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Pastor Jerry.
God bless you. I'll be at those abortion clinics with you, my brother.
I know you will, my friend. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 800-823-9733. 1-800-823-9733. Let's go to Michael in Columbus. How you doing, Michael?
Yeah, pretty good, Coach. Wish I was down there this morning.
Well, there'll be another day, Mike.
Yeah.
We had a great crowd. The cops were out there again, as usual. Anytime Christians show up, the cops come. So our buddies were with us.
Yeah, I guess my comment, again, is I'm just really sad to hear the Catholic lady call up and talk about what she was doing. Can you hold me over, or are you going to censor me?
What does that mean? How can I censor you if I don't know what you're going to say?
Well, you know, I'm going to talk about the Catholics. You know, they pray to the Virgin Mary, Dave, and we're aborting something else.
Let me put you on hold. 800-823-9733. 1-800-823-9733. We'll be right back.
It's time for Pass the Salt with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. In Columbus, call 821-WRFD. Anywhere else in the United States, call 800-823-WRFD. Here's Dave.
Hey, got a couple things got to cover here real quickly before we get back to the phone lines. First thing, the petitions, it's looking good for the Ohio marriage petitions. Looking good. Looking like we have the numbers. If you got any petitions at all and you don't know where to send them, you don't know what to do with them, call us at 899-1414. They're good. They're due this week. We have to get them in. 899-1414. We're going to get that baby on the ballot, and we're going to allow the citizens of Ohio to determine what they're going to do about marriage. That's 899-1414. And 614, I'm sorry. And don't forget, you need your house painted. Not today, probably. But you need your cabinets painted, your bathroom, anything. Outside, Michael, my buddy Michael. He's getting quite a few people who are calling him. 614-446-3369. 1-614-446-3369. And before we went to the break, we had Michael on. And Michael, I don't censor people, but let's say this in a nice way. Okay, Mike?
Yeah, I have been censored in the past by other people.
Let's
go on.
Okay, I don't do that. You know that, Michael.
Yeah, that's good. But, you know, anytime you talk about, you know, the Catholics, it seems like you do get cut off or censored on other programs. But anyways, Dave, you know, we're aborting something else. We might be aborting babies in America, but we're also aborting sound doctrine. You know, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? And the Catholic lady called up and, you know, bless her heart for doing what she's doing, but, you know, the Catholic doctrine is as much of a cult as Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, and we in the evangelical Christian arena seem to tiptoe around this topic. You know, they pray the Virgin Mary, the Rosary, when they're down there. They're praying to dead people. They consider her Queen Mary, you know, in their pictures.
Michael, let Pastor Bob jump in here.
Mike, the coach asked you to hold on a second. Listen, the coach opened with the Good Samaritan. You remember that story, right?
Michael, if you're going to speak over him, I'm going to take you off the air. Let him speak.
What's he doing to me, Dave? I wasn't finished. But I'll listen anyways. I'll stop my presentation.
All right. Because we got the point.
I rarely do that. I just stopped Michael's presentation. Go ahead, Bob.
All right. You open with the Good Samaritan, and Jesus in John chapter 4 said that the Samaritans do not know what they worship. They weren't godly men and women. They didn't know what they worshiped. They didn't even know who God was. And in the story of the Good Samaritan, it's a Samaritan who Jesus uses as an example of somebody who's loving his neighbor, while the true religious people, supposedly, they don't care. So we do have differences, Protestants to Catholics. Obviously, I have a two-hour debate with the Catholic that we did on the air that we think was extraordinary. But some Christians would tell the Samaritan, you can't help that man who's dying on the road because you're a Samaritan, you're not a Jew, or you don't know who God is. But when you're taking bullets from the Nazis to defend freedom and stop the slaughter of the innocent, I'll be happy to have a Catholic next to me on the front line, stopping the killing of children, stopping the perversion that's taken over the world. And yeah, we do have disagreements, and I think there's substantive disagreements. I grew up 8 years Catholic grammar school. I didn't know I was going to hell. I didn't know that I had to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm thrilled I became a Christian in high school. And I'm no longer a Catholic. I'm a pastor of a Protestant church. But you know, the Protestant mainline denominations, they almost all of them, they like abortion. And at least the Catholic Church says homosexuality is wrong and abortion is wrong and judgment begins at the house of God. And we Protestants, we're as messed up as the Catholics are. If you go issue by issue, we are basket cases.
And by the way, Bob, when we go to the abortion clinic with the Catholics or whoever else may be down there, we're not having worship services. We're not taking communion. We're not joining hands ecumenically. We're down there trying to lift up Jesus, that people in there are going to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Well, and stop the killing of unborn children. And you know, when you do that, you talk about the Word of God, and it's a great opportunity to share the gospel with Catholics, Protestants, atheists, homosexuals.
Amen. Let's go to Coshocton again. Jim, you're on the air with the coach.
Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you well.
Okay, I'm on cell phone. Today was my first experience with the Minuteman.
How old are you, Jim?
I'm 44 years old,
okay.
Sir.
First experience with the Minuteman. Go ahead.
I made my round around the building, and I stopped at different places, and I had a different experience at each spot. And what struck me the most, and it's just hard to talk about. Give me a second. A mother took her daughter. The daughter didn't want to go, but the mother forced her to go. And I cry every time I think about it.
See, Jimmy, until right now, until today, abortion is something you'd heard about, but now it's something you know about, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And the young people that was there, they felt it just as much as I did.
Yes, sir. You can't not feel it by being there.
in our society, there's so much diversity in our religion. No one seems to be able to get together on anything. They want to promote their religion over their neighbor's religion, and they just can't get together. And we got to overcome that.
Well, everybody wants to be right, don't they, Jimmy?
Yeah.
But Jimmy, I can tell this from listening to you on the phone and from looking in your eyes down there. I believe you will never be the same, my friend, because of what you saw down there today. And that's our heart cry to guys sitting in the pews. Come out and see it for yourself, and your heart will be pierced.
It was.
Bless you, my friend.
Okay, Coach.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. 800-823. I bet you have thousands of stories like that, don't you,
Praise
Pastor
God.
Bob?
That's right. And you know, the women we've seen convulsing in tears, and boyfriends and husbands practically dragging them in. And if Planned Parenthood or the abortion mills, if they cared about these women, they would say, don't do this. You are an emotional wreck. You got to think about this. But you know what they do? They take them in, they get the money, and they kill the baby.
Not only that, Bob, they surround them. As soon as they pull into the parking lot, they are immediately surrounded with escorts. We call them death escorts, so that they don't even have the possibility maybe to change their mind. They can't wait to get them into those buildings and slaughter those babies.
And that mother lost her child today and her grandchild killed, and she destroyed her relationship with her daughter today.
She doesn't understand that, does she?
No.
See, we think that the problem is ended when they come out of that room. And as we told them all the time this morning, sister, the problem has just begun when you walk out of there. 800-823-9733. We got one phone line open. 800-823-9733. Let's go to Carla. First time in the clinic today, Carla. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Coach. Actually, this is the second time I was able to go with Operation Save America to one of the abortion mills last week.
Okay.
And it's a special place in my heart because I'm one of those ladies that has been inside the abortion mills.
Mm.
17 years ago, I had an abortion, and I've had to live with that for the entire time. I'm a Christian now, and I know that that's under the blood, and Jesus has forgiven me of that sin. But that doesn't take away the guilt. That doesn't take away the pain, and I'll never be the same because of that. And seeing those girls that were going in there today, just like you were talking about, the mother that was dragging her daughter in, bawling her eyes out, she was in so much pain.
Mm.
And I know it's just starting for her. And that's what's hard, because you know that it doesn't end with just doing this selfish act. It continues for years and years. And I praise God that, you know, I have godly children that I'm raising in a wonderful Christian home that, you know, my daughter already says, she's like, Mom, that'll never happen. And praise God that, you know, we're able to educate them, but there's so many out there that don't go to church and aren't educated and don't have the opportunities to do that.
Carla, I looked at my two beautiful daughters are with me down at the abortion mill this morning. I looked both of them in the eye, Abby and Maggie, said, listen, don't you dare kill my grandson. Don't you dare do that. And I believe if more and more parents would say that. See, 17 years ago, Carla, when you were in that position, you were, as I heard Flip Benham say, you were like an animal caught in a trap, trying to gnaw off your own leg. You didn't have any idea how to get out of it. And it can only be people who are out there confronting the culture, standing in the gap, that girls like you are going to be saved and rescued from that.
I certainly hope so, Coach. That's my goal now, is just so that the Lord will use this situation, use my memories, my nightmares, mm-hmm. to help someone else so that they don't have to go through that.
Luke 22.
And, you know,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, the clinic volunteers, you know, that hits me harder sometimes than seeing the girls go in, because they don't care. And, you know, they feel like they're protecting that girl by escorting her in there.
Yeah.
But they just don't realize.
They're dragging her into a lifetime of misery, aren't they, Carla?
They certainly are.
God bless you, my friend. Appreciate your bravery.
Oh, thank you, Coach.
Okay.
You keep up the good work.
Well, dear. Thank you, babe.
Bye-bye.
800-823-9733. 1-800-823-9733.
Coach, we tell women going into the abortion mill that there are people who will love you with your baby. You don't have to kill your baby to be loved.
Oh, man.
Because they want acceptance. They want love. And there are people around them who say, you've got to end this problem now, or you're out on the street, or I'm breaking up with you. There are people who will love you with your baby. And we say to those abortion clinic workers, we say, at what age is it no longer okay to rip a baby's arms from his body? At what age is it no longer okay? Because you guys think a baby's 3, 4, 5 months in the womb, it's okay to rip his arms off his body. At what age is it no longer okay? You know, we've asked that question for 10 years in Denver at Planned Parenthood, and never once have they had the guts to answer. Why don't they just answer?
Let me ask you a better question, Pastor Bob. Yeah. Not that that wasn't a good question.
Do it.
But why are America's pulpits full of men who say that it's wrong, but don't go defend it?
Mm. I think that what Operation Rescue did and Christian leaders who went out on the streets is they challenged Christians out of their comfort zone. And you know, it's really easy to worship the God of comfort.
Oh, man.
And when Christians condemn pro-lifers who are going to the abortion mill and saving lives and saving souls, they condemn us because we challenge their worship of comfort. Because if what we're doing is right, if it's appropriate to go where they're killing children and try to stop the killing, then that might mean that maybe they should do it once in a while, or maybe they should do something else. So they get angry at us. They don't get angry at the child killer. It's like having Auschwitz and some maniac outside the walls screaming at the top of his lungs, stop killing innocent people. And today, the Christian leaders, the pastors, the talk show hosts would get mad at the guy screaming outside of the walls and saying, that's beneath us. We would never scream at the walls of Auschwitz.
Boy.
We'd rather write a letter to the editor and make sure it's punctuated correctly.
Amen. Let's go to Chris on the north side. Chris, you're on the air with Coach and Bob Inyart.
Pleasure to talk to you today, gentlemen.
Thanks.
When it comes down to it first, I believe part of I'm just going to make a brief comment about Catholicism, but respond to something. I believe that the praying the saints and such from a Protestant viewpoint is misunderstanding of a Jewish doctrine, you know, from the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
However, beware of socialists that are dressed up in Christian garb, because as Mr. Franklin said, many have argued over religion who never practiced it. when it comes down to it, you want to get trouble started? Try being back in the 80s now. Back even before I was really a Christian at heart, not bragging on me, I'm just going to give an example of something that happened. Before I was even really saved in heart, I was convinced of the scriptures and such. Try in an open forum, when kids are just talking, you know, open forum and such, try bringing up, you know, that you're against abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Or try bringing up that you're, you know, against such and such. Such as Planned Parenthood and such. Find out what happens. When it comes down to it, it's time for people to stand out, stand up, not be quiet for God and our nation, because our forefathers will be shocked.
Amen. Thank you, Chris.
God bless you.
800-823-9733. Got a phone line open. 1-800-823-9733. This is Coach and Bob Inyart. Be right back.
Stop what you're doing for just a moment. Here's important information about your interest rates you must hear.
Interest rates are increasing daily. Even worse, those 18% interest rates you're already paying on your credit cards are about to go even higher. This is Mike Vinson of Integrity Mortgage urging you homeowners to act now. The Fed is raising rates, and you know what that means for those balances. Call Integrity Mortgage to roll all your high interest rate debts into one low monthly payment. We guarantee you'll save hundreds of dollars every single month, and by acting now, you'll protect yourself against skyrocketing interest rates. Even with less than perfect credit, call Integrity Mortgage. We specialize in helping homeowners with problem credit consolidate their debts, and we do it fast. But you must act fast, because mortgage and credit card rates are going up. Integrity Mortgage, your Consumer's Choice Award winner. Always supporting Children's Hospital. 848-8900. 848-8900. Online, integritymortgage.com.
Integrity Mortgage. There is a difference.
AB 3782.
Hey, Mike! Why you got all this money stashed away in your mattress?
This just in a shocking, unforeseen development, the stock market crashed today. All banks are closed.
As much as we would like to be able to, it's a fact that it is virtually impossible to predict when bad things are about to happen.
Can someone please tell me why Dave's wearing a crash helmet to the ballpark?
Oh, watch out!
For those moments when your plumbing system is unpredictable, or if you want to be proactive and make things just a little more predictable, call Gear Plumbing and Heating. They charge by the job, not by the hour. That saves you money. Gear Plumbing and Heating, 740-927-9697, 740-927-9697, or see their ad at crosswalkdirectory.com.
I am the port in the storm.
I am the line in the sand.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I am the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Canna Restaurant, famous for great burritos, enchiladas and tacos, flavorful salsas and other taste-tempting Mexican dishes, also be the home of great Italian cuisine with sumptuous pasta dishes and mouth-watering pizzas and subs? It is. If it's Frankie's Cafe in Grove City, the family place. If Frankie's great Mexican dishes will make you say, olé, then their Prince of Pizza will make you say, bellissimo.
We're on our way to Frankie's Cafe in Grove City.
Frankie's Pizza Party Room is now open. Call 871-8733 for details.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company now at 1-800-290-2089. I'll say that again, just in case you didn't get it. It's 1-800-290-2089. Call them now and find out for yourself how much you'll save at 1-800-290-2089. Call Mega today. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This coverage may not be available in all states.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cross Creek Garden says thanks with discounted landscape and gardening products at 20 to 70% off select items throughout the store. Stop into Cross Creek Gardens in Westerville, New Albany, or Pataskala for great deals on trees, shrubs, lawn ornaments, stepping stones, annuals, and much, much more. Like knockout roses, 20% off.
All other roses, 50% off.
Evergreen trees, 30% off. Deciduous trees, 40% off.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Cross Creek Gardens has endless summer hydrangeas at 10% off. Perennials at 30% off. Rhododendrons and azaleas at 60% off. Flowering tropicals, 60% off. Select annuals,
also 60% off.
4.5-inch geraniums are just 99 cents each. And if you want a gazebo, get one now at Cross Creek Gardens for 50% off. Cross Creek Gardens thanks you with our annual thank you sale. Going on now through August 21st. Cross Creek Gardens. We do sell gardens and so much more.
I will get this call.
Once again, here's the coach.
Oh man, we're running around the whatever today, aren't we? Got a lot of stuff going on. I've been impacted by the people who've called in who went to the abortion clinic today, and their hearts were touched. And folks, listen, we'd like to have more of you get engaged with us. You know, I don't know if you know this or not. You know, they talked about Operation Save America and how rabble-rousing we were and all that kind of stuff, and that we were troublemakers, and they called out all the police. And by the way, if you listened to the program last week, we had about 5 police officers that called in and said, "Go, coach. You guys go." 5 guys who are police officers said that. You guys go. I want to give you the final stats because I know you won't find them in the Columbus Dispatch. We had 500 people probably on the streets of Columbus, Ohio last week for 7 days and doing various activities at various places. And the grand total is 2 jaywalkings, and an arrest in an abortion clinic where a 70-year-old former Holocaust survivor, that's what it would be, a 70-year-old Holocaust survivor said she could not stand silently by and watch these babies continue. It was an act of conscience, and they drugged this 70-year-old woman. Didn't drag, that's not the right word. They walked this 70-year-old woman off, charged her with trespassing. And Pastor Rusty Thomas was charged with disorderly, I don't know what he was charged with, for burning some Supreme Court decisions, which, by the way, we had a burn permit to do, but it expired 15 minutes later.
Oh, no.
So what do we have? 500 people on the streets at various places, 2 jaywalkings, two arrests, and both of those being arrests of conscience. And you know what I saw happen? United Way bowed their knee. You can now, at United Way, you can now designate once again where your money goes. All those, they'll have all these other reasons, but I'm telling you, it was 500 people out in front of that place holding signs that pushed them over the top. We had people come to the knowledge of truth. Folks, listen. Please listen. Don't get your news from the secular media. They do not want Christians out in the streets, and I'm here to tell you that Christians in the streets do, in fact, make a difference. We want you to join with us. We'll make it easy. We'll put tape over your mouth so you don't have to say anything. We'll show you exactly where to stand. We'll put a sign in your hand. You can act like you're a mannequin. Just stand there and hold a sign. There is strength in numbers. Go to MinutemenUnited.org. MinutemenUnited.org, and just contact us. Say, Coach, put me in the game. I don't know what I can do, Coach, but it's time. I got off the bench. I want to play, and we want to be able to engage you. All right? 800-823-9733. Got a line open. You can jump in right now. 800-823-9733. Let's go to Dr. Chuck Thurston. How you doing, Doc?
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
It was good to talk to the Minuteman the other day.
Yeah, you did a great job down there, man.
I have too much information in too short a period of time.
Had my head spinning, but it was all good stuff.
Hi, Bob Bennard. I've talked to you at the NRB. I'm the star guy with the alphabet soup thing.
Yes, hello, Doc. Praise the Lord.
Hey, listen, I got 3 points. First, gay marriage deprives a child of either a mother or a father. Second, abortion deprives a mother or a father of a child. Hmm. And third, I'm getting a little tired of people Catholic bashing. I have been persecuted by the Catholic Church to the degree that I lost probably $250,000 a year over a period of about 3 years. Direct persecution by that church. And I still think that they're the church. I still think that I'm a Protestant Baptist Sunday school teacher. I don't worship the Virgin Mary, and I don't think that doctrine is right. But the Catholic Church is an old lady with too much luggage. But she's still an old lady, and she's still our sister. And she can't take it with her, so that shouldn't make any big difference. And I do not understand why Christians cannot unite when life and death is at stake. We got little babies being murdered for fun, and we're arguing about how many times you dip somebody in the baptistry.
That's right. Do you think, Dr. Chuck, we want the Catholics to vote with us on the marriage amendment?
Sure.
Yeah.
So why would you want to offend people just because their doctrine's wrong? Hey, I got some wrong doctrines, and one of these days the Lord will probably show them to me.
Amen.
But so far, he's left me alone.
I know I do too, Dr. Chuck. I know that. It's great wisdom, buddy.
Thanks.
God bless you, my friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So it's funny, Bob, how we would steer into that one. What many churches, when we were down at our homosexual parade, our gay pride parade, you know, they're really proud in their sin.
Hey, it's legal.
As we were down there watching those 40,000 sodomites, that's going to make people mad that I used that word. Those 40,000 sodomites prayed down the street. There were many churches there, Bob, holding up signs saying, Jesus loves you. Jesus made you gay. We're an affirming and welcoming church. How would you answer that charge, Bob?
Right. Homosexuality is not only a sin, it's a crime. It should be a crime. It was a crime for 3,500 years, certainly even before Moses. But from Moses through Jesus Christ and the apostles to the founding of America, homosexuality was a crime. Until the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, it's a crime. It's not just a sin. And when you legalize the perversion, which is homosexuality, you sentence thousands of people to terrible deaths. Mm. You sentence them to drug abuse and alcoholism and suicide and murder and domestic violence. It is cruel to say that homosexuality should be tolerated. That is cruel. If you loved your neighbor, you would remind them that homosexuality is a crime. In America, it needs to be recriminalized, but our conservative Christian leaders, supposedly, whatever they are, they nominate homosexuals to leading government positions. Mm. And they bend over backwards to be respectful and tolerant of homosexuality. And we predicted things like this. Christian leaders who study the Bible predicted that our society would become increasingly perverse. Our kids, they used to experiment with getting drunk on a Saturday. Now they experiment with being lesbians and homosexuals, having abortions. And the church has forgotten that all sexual immorality used to be a crime. Only within marriage was human sexual behavior legal. Sex outside of marriage with other people, with animals, that stuff should be a crime. It was always a crime when our founding fathers started this country. And not that everything they did was right. They were pretty messed up too.
Sure.
But they remembered that the Bible, the Old and New Testament, showed us that adultery was a crime. So the Christian church has said that pornography should be legal. Do you know that our major national Christian ministries believe that pornography should be legal and adultery should be legal? And surprise, surprise, we're fighting these battles on 1,000 fronts because God gave us one battle to fight. Just keep adultery against the law. And if adultery is against the law, they're never going to legalize prostitution or pornography or child pornography. Now the U.S. Supreme Court. And you know, 7 of the 9 were nominated by Republican presidents.
You know that, yep.
The U.S. Supreme Court is pro-abortion, pro-homosexuality, pro-pornography. And on the child pornography decision this past year, they said, well, if the pornographers have digitized images, then child pornography is legal. In other words, the cops have to figure out, is this a real child or was it animated, a digital child? And the cops said, don't do this to us because the child pornographers will use this to their advantage. And now it's going to be harder to even stop child pornography. And the Republican Supreme Court sided with the child pornographers, the homosexuals, the child killers, the atheists, the evolutionists, over and over and over.
Pretty radical guy, Pastor Bob. Again, this is Pastor Bob Inyart. KGov.com is his website, has a radio program in the Denver area. KGov.com. Pastor Bob, what's happened to the church? Because obviously the church has become so infiltrated with this stuff.
It's broken. You know, Hollywood, Hillary, the humanists, they all want to see pornography legal. They do. They all want to see adultery legal. So that you have the right, they think, to seduce your neighbor's wife. Well, the church is so confused about the Bible that they're scared to death to think, what would that mean to recriminalize homosexuality or adultery? What does that mean? They don't know what it means. They can't fathom it. And so they run from the very notion, and they run into the arms of Larry Flint and the sodomites and the perverts who are destroying our young people. We need to restore the awareness among Christians that sexual immorality was not only a sin, it's also a crime. It's also a crime. And if you restore that, so that, you know, the Ten Commandments says, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal. And we've pretty much decriminalized all those things
in
America.
Yes, we have. We sure have.
So we have socialism, which is stealing. And we have adultery and homosexuality, which violates do not commit adultery and pornography. And we have abortion and euthanasia more and more, which is murder.
Why won't pastors speak out more against it?
Well,
as a pastor.
Yeah, as a pastor, it will affect your collection plate. For example, the public schools teach all these despicable things. And pastors should warn Christian parents, don't let your kids go to a godless education system. And pastors are afraid to because it'll cut back the giving.
800-823-9733. Phone lines are wide open. Your chance has been waiting. You want to get in, you want to talk to Bob Inyart, a question for me, 800-823-9733. We're saying it's time for the church to take it to the streets, become salt in the city, and lift the gospel of Jesus Christ up.
This is Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell. This week's Uncommon Sense Principle deals with the critical importance of truth. People of high character tirelessly seek something greater than simple intelligence or knowledge. They seek wisdom, the ability to know what is right or true. Wisdom is critical if we are to discover absolute truth. The relentless pursuit of truth, its source, its defense, and practice is the moral objective of all people of high character. I invite you to visit the Ohio Center for Civic Character online at www.ohiospirit.org. There, you can download a copy of Uncommon Sense or call toll-free 1-877-767-6446. That number again, 1-877-767-6446. I'm Ken Blackwell, your Secretary of State with a call to character. Join me.
Buying a new house? I'm Ron Thomas of Stewardship Mortgage. Home ownership is at record highs. And so are foreclosures. The three little pigs all built new houses, but only one stood firm once the big bad wolf blew in. Home interest rates remain at historic lows, and this year is ideal to buy your new home. Stewardship Mortgage will enable you to buy your new home with godly stewardship in mind. Then, when the winds of financial realities blow, your house will stand. Matthew 7 reminds us that the wise man built his house on the rock, and it stood firm, where the foolish man's house fell with a great crash because it was built on sand. Call Stewardship Mortgage to serve you in building your house on the firm foundation.
The staff at Stewardship Mortgage is ready to serve you. Call 614-833-6833. 833-6833. Stewardship Mortgage. Servants you can trust. NB3401.
Do you have some college completed but no degree? It's time to take AIM. Are you a working adult too busy to go back to college? It's time to take AIM. Would you enjoy learning in small groups in a Christian environment? It's time to take AIM. AIM is a bachelor's degree program at Circleville Bible College. Classes are one night per week, one subject at a time. Financial aid is available. Call Circleville Bible College at 1-877-496-8342 or visit BibleCollege.edu. It's time to take AIM.
You're standing in your front yard holding two broken pieces of a shovel handle. You think, there's got to be a better way to break through this mess. A backhoe. Nah, too expensive. Dynamite. Well, the neighbors might get a little upset. Then you see Bob, the guy across the street. He's actually digging in the same clay soil you've broken umpteen shovel handles in. What does Bob know that you don't? Organic mulch from Kurtz Brothers. Organic mulch is a composted mulch that doubles as a mulch and soil conditioner. It's loaded with microorganisms, nutrients, and organic matter. As the mulch breaks down, the soil is fed and becomes easier to work with. The results are nothing short of fantastic. In fact, research by The Ohio State University has proven that Kurtz Brothers organic mulch far outperforms regular mulch products and does it for about the same price. Forget the backhoe. Forget the dynamite. Get organic mulch from Kurtz Brothers. To learn more about all the products from Kurtz Brothers, call 491-0868, 491-0868.
You already like Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. You'll probably listen every weekday morning at 11:30. However, you'll especially want to be listening for your chance to win a valuable prize package of books and CDs from Dr. Youssef and Leading the Way. Each weekday, right after Leading the Way, be the correct caller at 821-WRFD or 800-823-WRFD. So listen to Leading the Way weekdays at 11:30, and at the end, be listening for your chance to win here on The Word 880-WRFD.
If you're calling from a cell phone, we'll get you hooked up with Dave as quickly as possible. Here again is the coach.
Hey, I just want to remind you that there's great things going on down in Warsaw, Ohio tonight. Well, actually, they're going on right now. It's going on right now down at the camp meeting. But tonight at 7 o'clock, there'll be another worship service. Tomorrow morning be a worship service. Love to have you come down and join us if you can get away. And you know, it's the same old thing. Same old, same old, same old. N-I-H, not invented here. If it's not your church, you don't want to be part of it. And those are some of those walls we have to break down. Who did it there, Jim? Who done it, Jim?
Thank you, Coach. Both major parties, the Democrat and the Republican parties, are going to promise to spend more of our hard-earned money for issues that actually don't interest us at all. Thomas Jefferson, a Democrat Republic, by the way, made the following statement: to compel a man to furnish contributions of money for the propagation of opinions which he disbelieves and abhors is sinful and tyrannical.
Hmm.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thomas Jefferson. A deist, they like to tell us.
And he coined the term contributions, and I think there was another Jefferson that used that same term.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah, I do remember that. Hey, Pastor Bob Inyart, so tell me this. Where are you politically? Are you a Republican wonk?
The U.S. Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 were nominated by Republican presidents, and it's a pro-abortion, pro-homosexual court.
Clearly.
What, we need to nominate 2 more? And then what? We already have 7 of the 9. The ones that we like to say are pro-life justices, like Thomas Scalia, they have written that if Roe v. Wade should be overturned, but if a state legislature or Congress passes an abortion law, then it would have to be upheld because that would be constitutional.
Because of the state law. State rights, huh?
They're not pro-life. They don't believe that the child's right to life should be protected by the government. They're just bureaucrats. They're lawyers. And you know what you call the worst lawyers? Your Honor. Because our system is so godless, our criminal justice system is so godless that we no longer know right from wrong. So George W. Bush, he has nominated loads of pro-abortion, pro-homosexual judges. He's bragged about it. On the national debate 4 years ago, in the presidential debates, he said, it is not my goal to overturn Roe v.
Yeah,
Wade.
I heard him say that.
And he said, I do not use abortion as a factor in nominating judges.
Hmm.
And you know what? He has remained true to his word. He ruined the Texas Supreme Court. And so pro-lifers, we want to have a seat at the table. We like to think that we're accomplishing something. So we put Republicans in the White House. And since we've compromised, we've told them, look, we'll vote for you and give you money even if you nominate pro-abortion judges. We don't care. And the pro-aborts, do you think they're faithful when they say that we support the right to kill unborn children? Do they ever go back on that? Do they ever compromise and support pro-lifers once in a while?
Filibuster.
Not
brother.
Once in a while? No, but pro-lifers who are trying to protect unborn children, they compromise every day of the year. And they say, you know what? We will nominate judges who kill children. What if we were in Nazi Germany? We're going to appoint to high office men who say, hey, I think it's okay to kill Jews. It's despicable what Christians do in the name of republicanism, that it's despicable. It's worse than what the Democrats do trying to kill kids, because we supposedly know it's wrong and we approve of it and we tolerate it and we look the other way.
Please me with your lips. Praise me with your lips. But your heart is far from me. 800-823-9733. Got a phone line open. 1-800-823-9733. Lauren out in the hills of Ohio. How you doing, Lauren?
Are you sick of me yet?
No, no.
I couldn't resist.
That's all right, dear.
Truth doesn't compromise.
Nope, it doesn't.
It is what it is. Mm. So, you know, but our problem is, and I'm going to keep going back to this, how come our kids don't understand what the truth is? How come the parents don't understand what the truth is? How come the grandparents don't understand what the truth is? They all went to public school.
Public school
where
is
they were lied to.
Yeah, one of the core issues is public school. And our pastors have to find the courage, ask God for the courage to warn parents to take your kids out of a godless school system.
The Baptists almost did that, didn't they?
Well, there's one Christian lawyer who we had on our show, Bubba Neert Live, on KGov, KGOV.com. And he had the guts to introduce a resolution. It almost made it to the floor and not quite. And so the Baptists, of all people, are afraid to say, talk about being meek and mild, just say, godless schools are not the place to raise your children. The Baptists, the Southern Baptists, are afraid to tell their own parents that you shouldn't raise your kids in godless schools.
Well, they might lose that 501c3 tax-exempt status.
Well, they wouldn't even lose that. They wouldn't lose that. They're just afraid. Well, they're afraid of losing the parents and the donations in the collection plate. Surely Baptist pastors have to know that you don't hand over your 6, 7, 8-year-old boys and girls to godless teachers who want to promote homosexuality, evolution, and atheism, because many, the teachers union, the NEA is the largest, 2 million people, and many of them hate Jesus Christ, and we send 6, 7, 8-year-old kids to be missionaries to adults who are determined to destroy their faith in God?
Lauren, this guy's singing your song.
I tell you what, and here's the thing, let's push it all the way. Where in the Bible does it say to deposit your children elsewhere for the better part of the day?
Well, you're talking about Christian schools.
No, I'm talking about just humanity.
Daycare.
If you gave,
Daycare is destructive. But, you know, Christian schools, the vast majority of them are lousy, but there are some that truly are godly, I believe. And we can't be legalists and invent laws that God did not give us in the Bible it's a sin.
Well, here's the thing, though. God said, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. He also said, raise up your son, raise him, show him the word of God from morning to night, all the time of the day. This is what this child should be in, is in truth.
Homeschooling is the best, and there's very few Christian schools that are worth anything.
That's a tough one, isn't it, folks? That's a tough one to have to swallow on, because we're so indoctrinated into this public school system, this government school system, that it is so radical because, man, they got good sports teams and they can get scholarships, and it's so hard. But,
Coach, it's a good thing your show's over in 20 minutes, because we'd have no audience after another hour of this.
No, I think our audience understands what this whole thing's all about. 800-823-9733. James in Columbus, you're on the air.
Hey, Coach and Bob, how are you?
Good.
Brother, amen on the Republicans there. You got to have a debate with one of the other radio show hosts on the station about that.
Amen.
Bob. I had a question, Bob, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, but somebody once told me that you supported that the America should be a Christian monarchy versus a republic.
Well, that's hard to deal with in 20 minutes, but actually I think democracy, majority rules, is a huge mistake, because Jesus said that the majority are evil, and the function of government is to protect the minority from the majority. So if you're the function of government is to protect the minority from the majority. So if you have majority rule, government is fundamentally upside down. A majority rule means people will legalize adultery, murder, and stealing, and that's what we've done. So I'm against democracy. Democracy is a bad idea. God has said a lot in the Bible about government, and we Christians don't know much about what he said. But how can we deal with it in 18 minutes?
Must be another show, huh, James?
Probably. I just wondered if that was even close to being what...
Oh, yeah. I believe we should have a Christian, a constitutional monarchy.
What does that mean? Like an actual king instead of a president?
Yes. Forget Congress. No Congress.
Okay.
A king, and judges are volunteers.
That's interesting. I'd be curious to hear more about that.
We have a constitution. Call us up at kgov.com. Call us up during a show. We'll talk about it.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, James. God bless you. 800-823-9733. 1-800-823-WRFD. I got my head spinning on that.
See, one more hour, Coach.
We lose everyone. I can see the emails.
You don't know what you've gotten
into. See the emails now. Glenn, you're on the air with the coach. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Great. Thanks.
Kind of interesting comment. The only thing about the Christian schools, and I sent my kids to them, that I found was they weren't really much different than the public schools. The only difference is when you have a dispute, you have a biblical basis for resolving it versus going to the courts and the law and everybody hiring a lawyer.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's the difference. The people that run the school say, you know, we'll use the Bible as our basis for resolving issues like all the things that you would run into, drugs, alcohol, stealing from one another, cell phones, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the other thing you mentioned about, you know, it's really interesting. You know, if God was running things, I think he's right. I never thought about it before until you just mentioned it. But if God was running things, he'd have a king who listened to him and did not live by bread alone, but by every word that continually proceeded forth from the mouth of God. And I would rather live in a country of the United States where Solomon was king and we had judges underneath him, or where Moses was our guy we looked to who went to God, and then he appointed judges underneath him. To me, that makes much more sense.
Well, the governing leaders will always be evil because the sinful nature and the vast majority of kings in Israel were evil. But like Mel Gibson said in The Patriot, would you rather be ruled by one tyrant 2,000 miles away or 2,000 tyrants 1 mile away? And it's true. The government will always be evil, generally speaking, and from a historical perspective. And when the government is an institution of tens of thousands of people, then there is no way to reform it. It can't be fixed.
And see, I think the biggest issue we have is that people aren't living the way God designed, and so government isn't the way that God designed either.
Right.
In other words, my life, I was never called. That's where Adam had the big falling out with God, was that instead of when he ate from the tree of life, Satan said, you will be God. Okay, in other words, and God never designed us to make judgments and to have that wisdom. We don't know the truth. Only God knows the truth. We need to get back to him individually.
All right, Jesus said, judge with righteous judgment. So I'll take Christ's command on that.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. Thank you, bud. 800-823-9733. One segment left. Love for you to jump in here with us. Bob Inyart, you got to admit this. This guy is coming from a different direction. This is a coach. We'll be right back.
You've got a problem. You want it fixed. You call the repair people. They say,
We'll be there between 8 a.m. and noon.
You say, can you narrow that down a bit? They say,
no.
Then about 12:30, they call and say,
We're running a little late. We'll be there between 1 and 5.
Hey, you should have called Collins 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Seriously, if they aren't there within the exact hour they told you they were coming, you pay nothing. Whatever you need is free, no charge. Sorry we were late. Really sorry. Collins 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning understands that time is money. Your time, our money.
Look for the big yellow truck 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay, you don't a, dime. Pay a dime.
Collins 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, 877-1-HOUR, or on the web at 877-1-HOUR.com.
Hey guys, look what I got today. It's got all the bells and whistles, even a way for us to have a network in the house.
Ah, oh, cool. Hey Mom, Dad finally bought that new computer.
Should we call Gap IT to help us set it up?
Oh, no way. Didn't I prove to you that I could put things like this together by myself?
Yeah, like the ceiling fan?
Hmm. What's a serial port? Didn't I have that for breakfast?
Okay, it's been 2 hours. I'm calling Gap IT Solutions. They'll make sense of all this and be able to hook up our home network.
Fine. Call them. See if they work on ceiling fans, too.
Don't leave your new investment in the hands of amateurs. Call the pros at Gap IT Solutions, 614-440-0986, or online at gapsolutions.net. Gap IT Solutions, the only solution you'll ever need.
You already like Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. You'll probably listen every weekday morning at 11:30. However, you'll especially want to be listening for your chance to win a valuable prize package of books and CDs from Dr. Youssef and Leading the Way. Each weekday, right after Leading the Way, be the correct caller at 821-WRFD or 800-823-WRFD. So listen to Leading the Way weekdays at 11:30, and at the end, be listening for your chance to win here on The Word 880-WRFD.
Canada, Argentina, Maine, Lake Erie, Florida. What do they have in common? They're all great places to fish. And in Central Ohio, there's only one place that can equip you for every one of these fishing experiences. Fisherman's Warehouse. Fisherman's Warehouse carries names you know and trust, like Shimano, St. Croix, Berkeley, Abu Garcia. They have everything you need to make any fishing excursion a fun one. Fisherman's Warehouse, your outdoor megastore, a mile and a half east of High Street on Williams Road. Mention you heard this ad and receive your free gift.
What's up with the sink?
Somebody left it on. It's been running all day.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in here about 3 times since this morning. Still going.
Okay, that is so not cool.
What's not cool?
Look at the faucet.
Oh, how long has it been like this? At least since this morning. What do you guys think? Someone just washed their hands, left it on, and then, like, walked off?
Yeah, I guess.
That's so weird.
How do you just leave on a faucet?
It's kind of bizarre.
Should we do something?
We should tell somebody.
We could leave a note.
Yeah, leaving a note is good. Like, to have someone turn around. You guys weren't using this, were you?
Not us.
Nope.
No.
Don't just take a stand. Act. The most powerful way is to register and vote. It's ridiculously simple. Log on to registerandvote2004.org and take action. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ag Council.
If you saw a young girl or boy in trouble, would you turn your back or would you feel compelled to help? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? James 2:15-16. It's hard for many of us to truly see the world around us. But every 10 seconds, another case of child abuse or neglect will be reported. Every night, children and teens will go to sleep alone and afraid, their cries unheard, their need unseen. It's hard for us to truly see, but now that you know, will you turn your back or will you get involved? The Bear Foundation's a Christian foster care ministry, and we need you to become a foster parent. Call today for a free information packet. The packet is free. The need is real. Call now.
For more information about Christian foster care, call 888-705-3577, 888-705-3577, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Here again is Coach Dave Daubenmeyer.
And the phone lines are full, so we're going to get right back to him here as quickly as I can. Our web guy, Nathan, did an awesome job, folks. You can go to MinutemenUnited.org. And over on the right-hand side, it says click here for locations of Columbus's 4 abortion clinics. Mm. We have the addresses there. We will soon have up on there the times that they kill. And we would love to have you join us as we lift up the name of Christ and try to close down those abortion mills. So MinutemenUnited.org. Phone lines are full. We want to get to them, get as many people in here as we can. It says here you're a mailman, and this is Dick. How you doing, Dick?
How you doing, Dave?
Great.
Taking my lunch out here, pulled off to the side of the road. I'm the guy who got one of your hats off the internet.
Oh, yeah? Well, good.
Listen, I want you to know you get me through 2 hours of my day every Saturday.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to ask you, what time do you meet down at this abortion clinic and what times?
Well, we were down there this morning, Dick. We started 7 o'clock this morning. Here's what I'm just going to be real honest with you. We're going to make some plans even tonight, Dick. We're going to really firm up the plans, and I'm going to start getting that stuff posted on our website because we're going to begin to have a presence at those abortion clinics. But you can go to Capital Care, which is at Weber and North High Street, about 7:30 any Saturday morning, and you'll find that there are people there and people are there throughout the week.
Yeah, I don't get every Saturday, obviously, about every fifth week. And I also want you to know that last Sunday, the pastor of my church, he stood up and spoke out for the unborn. And
praise the Lord. But you know, hey Dick, do this. Do me a favor. Take your leg and push your leg back as far as you can, and then swing it forward real quick and kick him out of that pulpit into the streets. That's where we need him.
He's a good man. He's a good preacher, and he's a good godly man, and he won't budge. He's a good, strong, biblical man, and that's what we need.
We need him out there with us. And God bless you, Dick.
Okay,
hey,
Dave.
Check our website. We'll try to keep you filled in. Okay, buddy?
Okay, thanks for having
me. Okay, bye-bye. 800-823-9733. 1-800-823-9733. Let's go to Toledo and Gary.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Awesome.
It's good to hear you this Saturday. Hey, I had a question, actually, and for your guest there.
Okay.
In the last segment, you had asked him where he was going as far as his political beliefs.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think he sort of skirted the question. And I say that to go on to continue here. Every generation has a defining moment. And I believe this November is a defining moment for this generation. And I believe in a radical church. And I believe that, you know, in a pure, or I should say, in an ideology or ideological sense for the Christian, you know, coalition that's out here, that a Christian monarchy would be, you know, the most perfect state. And until Christ returns, I don't think we're going to see that.
Let me not skirt the question. If George Bush would tell us, I will no longer nominate child-killing judges, I would support him.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. All right, he has not put one of the judges on the bench to this date. And everybody that he has nominated has been filibustered in both Congress and the Senate. Nothing is getting pushed through. You made it sound like that it's George Bush that makes these decisions. And that's not correct. Listen to me, please. We have to stand up and vote our Christian moral.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, if you have the courage, let me ask you a question.
With those beliefs.
Let me ask you a question. If there were people who were going to shoot down your nominees and you were an official in Germany, would you nominate judges who believed in killing Jews because they had a better chance of getting through the process? Would you do that?
Not.
Or would that
Absolutely
be evil?
Not.
That would be evil, and that's not an excuse for any Christian leader to nominate pro-abortion, child-killing judges, and we all look the other way because we want to feel good.
We have to define this because we have people listening out here that are trying to make a decision based off of Christian
leadership. George Bush brags on national TV that he appoints pro-abortion judges. He did it, and our Christian leaders, we close our ears, we stick our fingers in our ears, and we say, no, no, no. We don't believe that. Don't say that.
Okay,
and
listening to what you're saying there, I have not heard him once, and I have been following the political process quite closely this time around. Now, with saying that, I do hear Kerry align himself with late-term abortionists.
Of course, right.
And the homosexual population, but you're not saying Kerry's name here. So if you're not going to pick one, then don't pick the other.
I was against Hitler and Stalin. I was against Hitler and Stalin, Herod and Pilate.
But you're going
and a
back
wise
to
man.
And Stalin, we're talking about today.
I am
we're
not.
We're talking about in November of this coming
Jesus,
year.
Jesus said, it's better to be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. And
well,
somebody
and
who says.
Decision.
My decision is if George Bush would say, I will no longer appoint judges who kill children, I would support him. Not until those words.
Thanks, Gary. 800-823-9733. 1-800-823-9733. John from Lancaster. Looks like you have the same issue, John.
Yeah, I have to agree with this last caller. You know, when George Bush got elected, he did engage the enemy, and that's what Christians do. And I got a sense, so this is my own personal feeling, that Jesus said they hated me and they're going to hate you too. And that's why Bush is coming under such an attack from Hollywood. People listen to the Hollywood elite and they listen to the liberal left media.
That's true. They hate him because he's a bit of a weak Christian.
He's
but
a
they
born-again
hate,
Christian,
he,
and I love
he
him
may
and
be.
I pray for him.
He may be a born-again Christian.
If you read,
I hope so. But FDR defeated the Nazis and the Japanese, and he was not a Christian. I pray that George Bush is a Christian and that he is convicted to stop nominating child-killing judges and appointing homosexuals to high office.
He's tried to appoint some judges, and they won't let him do it.
Thanks, John.
Believe me,
John.
When Al Sharpton Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson slamming, that tells me something about this.
Amen, amen, John. Thanks, John. 800-823-9733, 1-800-823-9733. Don Eckhart, how you doing, Don?
Hi. How you doing, Coach Dave?
Great. Doing great, bud.
Great. I just want to make a comment, not a debate, about the monarchy versus democracy.
Okay. Here we go.
But just a comment. I do believe our God is big enough to work through our democratic processes, through the hearts of our Christian believers
our
country.
God worked among Nazis and saved some people. That doesn't mean we should promote something that's destructive because God could work in it. We got to decide, is it right to have majority rule? Does God teach that in the Bible, or does he condemn it?
Okay, I said I didn't want to have a debate. Goodbye.
Bye. You know, in the Bible, the representatives of the people, Korah's rebellion, it's in Numbers. God opened up the earth and sucked all the representatives down alive to hell.
Bob Inyart, kgov.com. You can listen to it right here in Columbus, Ohio. Go on the internet, kgov.com. At Warsaw. Right, listen, Pass the Salt camp meeting tonight, Warsaw, 7 o'clock. Love to see you down there. Keep you out of the rain, promise. And God will touch your heart. Hang in there, the radio activists coming up. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, thanks, Bob, for being on with us. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for talking with the coach on Pass the Salt. The opinions expressed in today's program were those of the participants and may not be the views of the staff and management of WRFD, its advertiser, Salem Media of Ohio, or Salem Communications Corporation.
God bless America. It's a land that I love. Yes, God bless America. Where there's grace from above. So don't mistreat her, don't you cheat her, don't you let Satan take her away. You better listen, pay attention, can't you hear what I'm trying to say? God bless America. God bless America.